Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. We're coming at you from Quail Park, Cypress, here in beautiful Visalia, California, and I have an amazing recipe for you today. This is my recipe for cilantro smoked tomato bisque. And yes, I did say that right. Cilantro smoked tomato bisque. Our recipes this week all have to do with cilantro. I want to take something that we always take for granted and really highlight it as the star of our dishes this week here on the California Fresh Kitchen. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is get a pot. And I like to use about a medium sauce pot. You can use a small sauce pot, but I'm cooking for four people. And we always want to make sure whenever we're using a pot to cook with that we have at least half the space to be able to move stuff around. We never want to get a pot and fill it up to the brim and not be able to work with it. So half the space. So we should be able to put half of our product inside of the pot. The other half, we have room to move our arms around to add new things to it because it is going to start to build more volume and it'll start to increase as well. And we don't want it to fall all over the place when we're mixing this together. So what I'm going to do is put 1 cup of Roma tomatoes inside of our pot. I'm also going to add 4 cloves of garlic. I'm going to add 4 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil, which is my favorite Arbasana olive oil, period. And that comes from Rosenthal Olive Ranch in Madera, California. They do such an incredible job. We're also going to add to this mixture, while everything is just nice and cooking up together a little bit, we're going to season to taste always with salt and pepper, because very, very important. And then I'm going to add a bunch of cilantro. And by one bunch, I mean just one cilantro you would buy from your farmer's market. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to just get that cilantro and very roughly just chop it with our hands. Just pull it apart, throw it inside the pot. We want all these flavors to really infuse into what we're doing here. As that's starting to cook down, you're going to start to smell those aromatics really coming to life because cilantro is very aromatic, especially the stem. Then I'm going to add 1 cup of cream. Once that comes to a boil, I'm going to go ahead and add 1 cup of beef stock. Once that comes to a nice boil, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to either hit it with a tablespoon of liquid smoke, or if you use a polyscience smoking gun, this is where you would put the wrapper over the top and you would smoke it out really nice until you got that beautiful smoky flavor, about 15 minutes of cold smoke. But most people don't have that gun, so we're going to go ahead and use the liquid smoke. And the hickory smoke is really, really good. I'm going to season with salt and pepper, and I'm going to just take my immersion blender, and I'm going to blend the heck out of this bad boy until it comes to a full halt, and it starts to get all blended up together. And then I'm going to go ahead and add 1/2 tablespoon of xanthan gum to the mixture as well. I'm going to blend that in, and we're going to have the perfect viscosity for our soup, nice and creamy tomato bisque. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.